shipmates, come gather and join in my ditty. It is a terrible battle, it happened of late. Let each Union's heart shed a tear, a sad pity. When he thinks of the one scout in Cumberland's face, the 8th day of March told a terrible story. And many a brave star to this world did adieu. Our flag was wrapped in a mantle of glory by the many brave deeds of the Cumberland's crew. That 8th day of March, about 10 in the morning, the sky is cloudless and bright shone the sun. The drums of the Cumberland sounded a warning that told every man to stand by his gun. When an ironclad frigate down I was come bearing, high up in the air her face rebel flag blew, an emblem of treason she proudly was wearing. Determined to conquer the Cumberland's crew, we fought up for hours with stern resolution, till the rebel found cannon could never decide. For slavery's flag had no power to conquer, though the blood from our scuppers did crimson her thighs. She struck us amidships, our planks she did sever. Her sharp iron furrow pierced our noble ship through, and slowly they sank in the dark rolling water. We'll die by our guns, cried the Cumberland's crew. Slowly they sank in the dark rolling water. Their voices on earth will be heard nevermore. They'll be wept by Columbia's brave sons and fair daughters. May their blood be avenged on Virginia's old shore. And if ever sailors in battle assemble, God bless our dear banner, the red, white, and blue. Beneath our proud folds will cause tyrants to tremble, or die by our guns like the Cumberland.